Chapter 2. Fundamentals of Nutrition, the Nutrition Hierarchy. What are the food groups? There are five major food groups which have been outlined in the diagram below, taken from the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating. This diagram can be found in the ebook itself. These food groups serve as a guide to what foods constitute each food group and also detail roughly how many serves of each group you need per day. These values are based on an average daily adult intake, therefore your health goals may require a slight change from these values, although they do serve as a great guide. Yellow, carbohydrate and grain-based foods. Blue, meat, fish, poultry, seafood, eggs. Purple, dairy products. Green, fruit and vegetables. How many serves should I consume from each group? Grains and cereals are 6 serves. One serve is approximately 1 slice of bread or a half medium bread roll, half a cup of cooked rice, pasta, noodles, quinoa or porridge. Lean meat, poultry and seafood, 2.5 to 3 serves per day. One serve is about two large eggs, 65 grams of cooked lean red meat, 80 grams of cooked lean poultry, 100 grams of cooked fish, 30 grams of nuts, seeds or nut butter, 170 grams of tofu, or 1 cup of cooked legumes. Dairy products, 2.5 serves. One serve is approximately 1 cup of milk or 3/4 of a cup of yogurt. 2 slices of hard cheese or 1/2 cup of ricotta cheese. Fruit, 2 serves. One serve is about 1 medium apple, orange, banana or pear, 1 cup of diced or canned fruit, or 2 small apricots, kiwi fruit or plums. Vegetables, 5 to 6 serves. One serve is about 1 cup of leafy or raw salad vegetables, 1/2 cup of green or orange vegetables or canned legumes, and 1/2 medium potato or other starchy vegetables. Macronutrients and micronutrients. The food and drinks you consume on a day-to-day basis are made up of macronutrients and micronutrients. Macronutrients are nutrients that are needed in larger amounts and consist of carbohydrate, protein, fat, and alcohol. These are the nutrients from which we derive energy in the form of kilojoules or calories, and each macronutrient carries a different amount of energy per gram. Micronutrients do not have an energy value and consist of the vitamins, such as the B group and fat-soluble vitamins, minerals, iron, calcium, zinc, and antioxidants that help support many metabolic processes in our bodies. These are needed in smaller amounts. Meeting the necessary requirements for macronutrients and micronutrients is essential for the overall functioning and recovery of our body. And depending on the weight loss goal, there are certain manipulations of the macronutrient ranges that can assist you in getting where you want to go. Carbohydrate. Carbohydrate foods are your primary fuel source during high-intensity exercise and should be included on training days. Carbohydrate foods consist of whole grain breads and cereals, rice and pasta, fruit and vegetables and dairy products, and once digested, they're broken down into sugars for you to burn. When you eat carbohydrates, your body has enzymes that break them down into smaller sugars to be absorbed, and this causes a spike in a hormone called insulin. The rate at which these sugars are broken down to be absorbed is called the glycemic index. Carbohydrate foods that break down rapidly for absorption are high GI foods, such as white bread, honey, and soft drinks. And those with a slower rate of breakdown are called low GI foods, such as whole grain varieties of cereals and grains, apples, and starchy vegetables. Choosing whole grain varieties increases your daily fiber intake and helps control the release of sugars into the bloodstream, leading to a steady energy flow throughout the day. Protein. Protein foods should be consumed at all main meals and snacks, especially after a training session, given their role in contribution to feelings of fullness and supporting recovery. Protein foods can either come from plant-based sources, including legumes, nuts, and tofu, or from animal sources, including meat, fish, poultry, dairy products, and eggs. You should be aiming to consume approximately 20 to 40 grams of protein at main meals and 10 to 30 grams for snacks, depending on body weight and activity levels, as this allows an effective distribution throughout the day to help curb those cravings when in an energy deficit. Fat. Fats should be included in small amounts when focusing on weight loss rather than completely avoiding them. Healthy fats or unsaturated fats have an important role in satiety, the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, and contain anti-inflammatory properties. Foods such as oily fish are great for including at least 2 to 3 times per week, and other additions such as avocado, nuts, seeds, and olive oil are great for including as a thumb-sized serving at main meals. Although unsaturated fats carry many benefits, they do contain the highest amount of energy per gram. Therefore, adhering to the serving size helps to minimize excess energy intake during an energy deficit. Alcohol. Although we would normally associate macronutrients with health, alcohol too yields an energy factor, of which is important to address when speaking about weight loss. When alcohol is consumed, our body cannot store it, therefore it is priority to be metabolized as soon as possible. When large volumes of alcohol are consumed, this can impede the recovery process and also disrupt sleep patterns, which can catalyze a chain of consequences not ideal for weight loss. Furthermore, alcohol disturbs the stimulation of hunger hormones. This makes it very easy to overindulge in high-energy, nutrient-poor foods, consequently pushing you closer to, if not over, to a positive energy balance favorable for weight gain. Avoiding alcohol will assist in reducing calories in, however, in some social scenarios, it's important to celebrate, so opting for sparkling water as a mixer over a soft drink or a glass of champagne over a cocktail can help keep calories low. Ergogenic aids and supplements. With respect to nutrition, an ergogenic aid or supplement is any nutritional substance that has the capacity to improve physical performance or recovery due to the concentrated and isolated nature of a specific substance. When considering any supplement, there are three questions you should ask. Is it safe? Is it legal? Is it effective? As evident in the pyramid above, supplements are the last thing to consider when it comes to your nutrition, as they're there to supplement your nutritional and training plan rather than to be the plan. Furthermore, if a supplement or ergogenic aid is indicated, it is imperative to consult an accredited sports dietitian to provide advice around use and guidelines. Purchasing something online or from another country may be subject to different regulations and rules. Therefore, if competing, there is an increased chance of inadvertent doping outcomes. Use the worksheet Fundamentals of Nutrition to work through exercises that test the basics of nutrition principles.